All right, we're ready to go here. Welcome, everybody, to Moedon Ivri. And we are in the middle of chapter 13. Actually, not in the middle. We're close to the end. We're at ready to start verse 31. Chapter 13, verse 31. And remember last time, someone had given David the news that all his sons had been killed by Absalom. All right? And so we get the aftermath of that. Remember we left off, he killed Amnon, and then everyone else fled. That was in verse 29. And then this report came, verse 30, that they all had been killed. And so here we get David's reactions in ververse 31. Okay? So, Vayakam HaMelech, Vayikra et Begadav, Vayishkav Artsa, Vekol Avadav Nitzavim, Keruah, Begadim. Okay, and the king rose, that's from Kum, remember, call, third masculine singular, and the king rose, and he tore, kara, and he tore his garments, begadav, and he lay down, vayishkav, on the ground, see the locative hay on the eretz, alright, and all his servants, nitzavim, alright, that is a participle, nitzavim, to stand, from Yatzav and Niphal, all his servants were standing, Keru'ei Begadim. This is a, here's your famous, you Hebrew 1 guys, call passive participle, see the karua, masculine, plural, construct. And notice it's from the root kara, to rip. So in the Masoretic text is, they were all standing, all his servants were standing, torn of garments, ripped of garments. All right? And notice the note there, just so you guys can see that, in verse 31b, notice that a couple of manuscripts in the Septuagint and some other versions have the call perfect. Third person plural form. They tore their garments. And a lot of translations will go with that. Okay. Good. Any questions through 31? Okay. 32. Vayaan Yonadab. Here he is again. Ben Shima Achi David. Vayomer Al Yomar Adoni Et Kol Hanearim Bnei HaMelech Hemitu. Ki Amnon levadomate, ki al piav shalom hayata shuma, miyom anoto et tamar achoto. Okay. Remember Yonadab? This is Jonadab starts talking. Remember who Jonadab was? Go back to, is it either, I think it's earlier in chapter 13, where he is the friend of Absalom that suggested that Absalom play like a sick guy. So he's the one that kind of was, I don't know if he was behind it, but he was the one that started this whole thing off. So now he comes in like the knight in shining armor, okay? So va-ya'an, anyone see what the root of ya'an is? Anna. Yeah, it's a third hey verb, anna. Notice the hey drops off. And so you get this is a simple call, imperfect vav consecutive. All right, and Yonadab answered, Yonadab the son of Shima, the brother of David. So Yonadab was David's nephew. So Yonadab the son of Shima, the brother of David, Ya'an, answered and said, Al Yomar Adoni, let not my Lord, Adoni, say, all right, and now here's what he said, let not my Lord say, Et Kol Hane'arim, all the youths, the young guys, the princes, the sons of the king, hey, me too, they killed. This is a hifil from moot, third common plural, perfect, all right? So again, the brother said, may not my lord say all of the youths, the young men, the princes, did they kill, okay? Ki Amnon. For Amnon levado, Amnon alone, mate, has died. This is from Moot again. Call, third masculine singular. Amnon alone has died. Okay. Ki, because al Absalom at the mouth, or we'd probably say by the command of Absalom, it was Shuma, it was set.
Suma.
It was set. It's a call, passive participle, feminine singular, from seem. Okay, and so notice again the function of the passive participle here in conjunction with Hayata. Okay, so Absalom, by the command of Absalom, it was set miyom anoto, from the day of his raping. Remember, here is a PL infinitive construct from ana, with third masculine singular. From the day of his raping Tamar Achoto, his sister. All right, so he had it in mind from then on. Okay. Questions through 32? Okay, 33. V'ata al yasem Adoni hamelech el libo davar lemor kol b'nei hamelech meto ki imamnon levado meit. And so, let not my lord the king put to his heart davar, a word. So we would probably say, don't take the report to heart. Okay, lay more. Now notice its kind of function here, thinking all the princes metu have died. Okay, for ki'im. But rather, notice ki'im here functions as a strong exception. We've seen this in other contexts. But rather, Amnon alone, mate, has died. Okay. Questions through 33? Okay, verse 34. Vayivrach av shalom, vayisa hana'ar hadzofa et enav vayar. Vehine am rav holakim miderek acharav mitzad hahar. Okay, now notice how this kind of picks up in the storyline from verse 29. Vayivrach Avshalom. Now, Absalom had fled from Barach. Okay. Vayisa hana'ar, and the youth, the servant, and Vayisa is from Nasa. Okay. Lift the servant, Hatzofe, this is the watchman. Notice the root is Zafa, and it's just a call participle, masculine singular used as a substantive here. And the youth, the watchman, lifted up et enav. Notice the caricative, the Masoretes wants you to read his eyes, while the Masoretic text written has third masculine singular, his eye, but we'd say on enav, his eyes. So the youth, or the servant, the watchman, lifted up his eyes, vayar, and he saw. All right, from Ra'ah. And look, am rav holakim, people, many. Many people, holakim, were walking. Notice the call participle, it's plural, with a collective, am. And remember, the number of linguists have done studies of this. Generally speaking, especially in later books, takes plural collectives, but you also see it plural, like verbs and other pronouns in later Hebrew, but you also see it not infrequently in earlier texts. And so it's kind of a phenomena that depends on the collective as well. What the tendency is to use singular or plural. So here you have the plural. And look, many people were walking. Now here you have a textual kind of issue. Miderek acharav. We're walking from the road, kind of very woodenly, behind him. At the zod, that's min plus zod, at the side of the mount. All right. Now what that, notice, you know, you have a textual issue with Miderek Acharav, and you know, the Septuagint, and you know, various versions of the Septuagint, and some of the other versions give you a different way that thing is translated. So I don't know. Evidently, he saw the sons of the king, you know, coming as he was watching. I mean, I guess the basic idea is clear there. Okay, at the foot of the mount or at the side of the mount. verse 35, Vayomer Yonadab el Hamelech. Then Jonadab said to the king, Hine b'nei Hamelech ba'u. Look, the sons of the king have come. Okay, now notice what he says. Kidvar avdika kein haya. According to the word of your servant, thus it is. So see, notice Jonadab comes out as the bearer of good news. It's kind of an ironic part in his story, a little ironic twist that Jonadab is the one that tells him this. Okay? Any questions through 35? Okay? Verse 36. Vayahi ke kaloto ledaber vehine b'nei hamelech ba'u vayisu kolam vayivku vegam hamelech vekol avadav baku vekigadol me'od. Now it came to pass ke kaloto. Notice that this is a pl from kala, kaf lamet he, infinitive construct. So you have that kalot. Notice the kalot plus the third masculine singular suffix and the ke preposition. So ke kaloto is just a pl infinitive construct. So it came, and notice it has this temporal. And we would probably translate as soon as he finished ledaber, speaking. Notice here you have another pl infinitive construct which completes the thought of the kalot. So it came to pass as soon as he finished speaking, pause, vehine, look, the sons of the king ba'u, entered from Bo. Vayisu, again from Nasa, and they lifted up kolam, their voice, vayivku, and they wept. All right, from baka, call, infinitive construct. I'm sorry, a call, imperfect vav, consecutive. Okay, and they wept. Vegam Hamelech, and also the king, Vekol Avadav, and all his servants, Baku, wept. Beki Gadol Me'od, wept a weeping, Beki, okay? So wept a weeping great very. It means they were really crying. So they wept with a very great outcry or weeping. All right? Good. 37, yeah, Will.
I think it's just interesting how a lot of times when the boss weeps, everybody starts weeping.
Yeah.
If that's a cultural thing, if they were really involved in the lives of these sons or whatever. But
so, yeah, when the boss lays on the ground and rips his garments, they all have their garments ripped. Yeah. Frequently. Yeah, I mean, you see that all the time. But then you also see the servant trying to get David out of his funk sometimes, too, finally. Like, enough is enough. We'll see that. All right, 37. Vav Shalom Barach Vayelek El Talmai Ben Amichur Melech Geshur Vayit Abel Al Beno Kol Hayamim. Okay, now notice how it goes back to Absalom. It breaks up the Vav consecutive so that notice in verse 34 at the beginning you have now Absalom fled. All right, and now you have this totally different event in the Vayisa Hana'ar Hadzofeh in talking about the coming back of the king's sons. And now you come back to Absalom. All right, so notice it's kind of taking up the train of thought that we started the verse 34. And it repeats the verb, barach. So now Absalom had fled. All right, vayelek, and he went from halak, and he went to Talmai, son of Amichur, king of Geshur. All right. Vayit Abel al Beno. Now it switches. So notice how it goes back now to David. The subject of the Yit Abel is David. All right. So in verse 37, you have this kind of taking up of 34. Now Absalom had fled, and he went to Talmai, son of Amichur, king of Geshur, which is actually on the other side of the Jordan, kind of east of the sea, of where the Sea of Galilee is, all right? So you have that, and now it goes back to David. And Yit Abel, notice that that's a hit pael from Aval. And you could translate, he did the mourning rites or acted like a mourner. Not that he was putting on, but that's what he was doing, all right? over his son, Kol Hayamim, all the days. And we might translate that as every day or something like that, all the days. Okay? Now it takes up again. Watch, here we get verse 38. Avshalom Barach. Okay, here it is again. Now Absalom had fled. See, same thing in verse 37. Vayelech Geshur. And he had gone to Geshur. Okay? Vayahi Sham Shalot Shanim. And he was there for 3 years. Okay, so notice how the narrator had slowed down the action through this part of the narrative. As we have seen, now he skips in time to get to the next thing. So 3 years Absalom was gone. All right. Now we come back to David. Verse 39, we'll stop here. Vatekal David Hamelek Latzeit El Avshalom Ki Nicham Al Amnon Kimet. And so David, this is from Kala again, to finish. Piel, imperfect Vav, consecutive. All right. So David, the king, finished, pause, all right. Now, see, it's very difficult. You have this lot zait is a call, infinitive construct from Yatza to go out to Absalom. So David, the king, vatekale, finished, ended, in order to go out to Absalom. Now, most translations take it like this. He pined away. His heart went out to Absalom, or he pined for Absalom. I think they do that in view of what's going to come in the next chapter. All right. And here you have, at the end of the verse, Ki Nicham Al Amnon Kimet. Nicham is a Nifal from Nacham. Nifal, perfect. Third masculine singular. For he, that means he was sorry, all right, over Amnon, for he died, all right. Or you could translate, for he was comforted concerning Absalom, for he had died. In other words, it seems to convey that his time for mourning finally ended for Amnon, his son, and his thoughts turned to Absalom. At least that's what's going to happen in chapter 14. But notice it's kind of an obscure way to say it from our point of view. All right? Questions? Yeah?
Why is this initial verb, what
person
is it?
Yep. See, notice it's a feminine. And that's why I notice the Septuagint has, and he stopped. See, all along the line you see that in the versional evidence suggesting that. And that's what the translations have, all right? Again, that's you see that that's kind of a textual issue there, all right? But it seems to me that David the king stopped in his mourning. See, that's how it's usually filled in. He finished mourning. He ended in order to go out towards Absalom. That's how I would translate that latzeit. And you have to kind of understand so that his compassion turned to Absalom, or his concern turned to Absalom. For he was comforted, or he comforted himself about Amnon, for he had died. All right. So you've got a kind of a going back and forth there in this verse 39, which is kind of a transition into the next chapter. So notice it kind of summarizes or ends really briefly the last part of chapter 13. The focus is going to shift from Amnon to Absalom now, and to David's relationship with Absalom. That's kind of what happens. Okay. All right, good. Any questions through? All right, we're ready to start chapter 14 then next week. Thanks very much, you guys.